Even though Henry Purcell died at age 36, scholars refer to him as England's greatest composer before Handel. When Purcell was appointed organist at Westminster, he devoted his time to writing and performing choral anthems. Today's anthem is the last one he wrote for voices only, that is, he did not add strings, although some later copies update the music by adding a quiet organ accompaniment. The brief text comes from the Exhortation and Litany, which Thomas Cranmer wrote in 1544. Cranmer drew ideas from the Sarum Rite, that rich body of Latin chant and texts used in England until the English Reformation. Cranmer's texts were later added to the Book of Common Prayer. This prayer can be used in various situations. It has been sung at the funerals of dignitaries, but the prayer can also be spoken or read as part of one's private devotions. The thoughts in this prayer reflect not only the piety and thinking of England's early reformers, but also the thinking of some psalmists, particularly the phrase asking that God not remember our offenses, nor those of our ancestors. Hebrew scripture repeatedly observes that the sinful living of parents invariably affects the lives of their children and grandchildren. The prayer's last four lines take us from the world of the Old Testament to New Testament thinking. We have been redeemed by thy most precious blood.